Greetings. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending where you are on Mother Earth. I'm Master Marilyn, and I am delighted to welcome you to this Blog Talk Radio program, Soul Healing Miracles Through Love, Peace, and Harmony. And we have so many miracles that have happened through love, peace, and harmony. We are going to emphasize today unconditionally loving pets and how they can benefit greatly when their world is filled with love, peace, and harmony. It's so interesting. Our pets are there for us. And I think probably the pet that jumps to most people's thinking is a dog. And a lot of people don't even call them pets. They are animal companions, and that's really what they are. There is one student who comes here to the center, and she has kind of unofficially adopted her neighbor's dog. When she did this, the dog had developed cancer of the spleen. And part of it was this dog is so worried about its owner, the one that it really does belong to. And the dog worried and worried and worried, tried to help the owner, because this dog is for emotional assistance. And so she was doing her very, very best to support the person that had her, but it was not working, and she was aware that this person was not well and that often had episodes where the person was very unwell. And when this happened, the dog worried and developed cancer. It was still because the energy got blocked. So the person moved to another city and let the student here take care of the dog. And the student brings the dog by every time she comes. She comes every Tuesday faithfully to take care of all the plants. And the plants are so happy she does this. And she brings the dog with her. And the dog stays in a temple. The student was away for a while, and so her husband and her son would walk the dog. And when the dog came to the center here, she would just stop, and she would not continue on until she had a chance to come in and make a visit. It was so delightful. But this is and the dog is getting better. The dog is improving. It is so amazing to watch this. She did have surgery, but she is considered to be a cancer survivor, which is absolutely beautiful. And her time coming here to the center has helped her tremendously. Plus, the student I'm referring to continuously has love, peace, and harmony playing in her home 24/7. So this dog is surrounded by love, peace, and harmony when she's at home, when she's on a walk, and when she comes here to the center. Every place she goes is love, peace, and harmony. So that is a wonderful service that we can provide to our animal companions or our pets, however you refer to them. This is just one example. I know there are many, many more. So we're going to begin the next section of this radio program by specifically thinking of our own pet. And maybe at this particular time in your life, you do not have a pet. You do not have an animal companion. But maybe you did at another phase in your life. Or maybe in this lifetime, you have never really had a pet. Things just did not work out, but you've always wanted one. So bring to your awareness pets that you have had, do have, or have wanted to have, and we're going to send blessings of love, peace, and harmony. And there may be some people on the line listening to this program who are thinking, I belong in another category. I have never had a pet, and I do not plan to have a pet. So that's okay. You can think of somebody else's, or you can think of something else that is near and dear to your heart, the way animal companions are to people who have those companions. So no one will be left out. So please sit straight with your feet flat on the floor. And put your hands below, both hands below your navel, or put one hand below your navel, one hand where you would like to receive a healing blessing.
Thank you.
And have your make sure your neck is straight also. So often we will bow our heads. So have your neck straight.
Conference muted.
And that's the body power. Mind power. Picture whatever pet or animal companion that came to your awareness filled with golden light. And also the area of your own body that you would like to receive a blessing. Picture it filled with golden light. Focus on your jung, which is from your waist to the base of your body, the back half of your body. So that is mind power. And where you put your focus is where the light will go. The sound power will be love, peace, and harmony. And I will lead the soul power. So please repeat after me. Dear soul, mind, and body of love, peace, and harmony. I love you, thank you, honor you, appreciate you. Please give a healing blessing to and think of the part of your body you would like to receive a blessing. Please give blessings to my animal companion, to my pet, to what is near and dear to my heart. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Dear love, peace, harmony, downloads to every soul in all universes. Please, I love you, thank you, honor you. Please turn on and bless my requests as appropriate. Dear Dao Dan, given to of love, peace, and harmony, given to all souls on Mother Earth, humanity, countless planets, stars, galaxies, and universes. I love you, thank you, honor you. Please turn on. Dear Wan Ling, which means all souls, please join us in singing love, peace, and harmony. Let us sing together. love, peace, and harmony. How? Thank you, thank you, thank you. That was absolutely delightful. When my sister and I were little, we had a dog, and her name was Brownie. And she transitioned many, many years ago, but she was such an absolutely faithful dog. She was so completely, talk about loyal. She was amazing. And she was so present. And you know, dogs do smile. She was so happy and smiling as we were singing for our animal companions and our pets. And there was the animal, all of them, from hamsters all the way up to horses, from little tiny animals to great big ones, were so delighted that we did this for them. And all of them experienced blockages being cleared. And some of them, the blockages were quite significant. There were a number of animal pets that had a real shift in blockages in their organs or systems and on a cellular level. There was great releasing that took place. So it was absolutely so delightful to do this and to see and to know that the animal companions, the pets, the cause, whatever it is that's near and dear to your heart, was radiant. They were absolutely radiant. And they were so appreciative. Our dog, Brownie, had a big smile, but she was not the only one. All of these animal companions. And they were delightfully surprised because even though people love their animal companions and treat them very, very well, we don't always think of sending them blessings of love, peace, and harmony. And they were so appreciative. It was so delightful. So I have some phone numbers here of people who are on the line. So the caller whose number ends with 8805, we would love to hear from you, either a question or share a story, make a comment, whatever it is that you would like to share with all of us.
Master Marilyn, this is Gloria in Los Angeles.
Oh, yes, Gloria, welcome.
Well, I just went online about 4 minutes before you went on. I hadn't been on my computer, and here I read Vicki's message, and I said, oh, please, let me get online. I had another duty. That got put aside because I know I am being guided by the divine as my service seems to be moving from humans to animal companions. And so when I saw the title, I said, oh, of course I'm supposed to do this. And I just had tears in my eyes thinking about the pets in my life. My dog, actually, oh, this was just so sweet, Master Marilyn. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, how wonderful. That's wonderful. And this gives you another tool that you can use when you do work with animals.
Well, last night before I went to bed, this is a P.S., I decided that I need a new meetup, and it's called Animal Communicator Meetup. It will go up today because I almost finished it. This was what I was waiting for. Thank you.
Oh, wonderful. That's great.
Watching on the cake. Thank you, Master Marilyn. And thank you to all others who are online as well. And blessings.
Oh, thank you. This is great news. You'll have to keep us posted.
Thank you. I will.
Great. Thank you. So the next caller, the number ends with 3322.
Well, Master Marilyn, it's a delight to hear your voice and to be here to chant love, peace, and harmony for our animals. This is Frances Ann.
Yes, Frances Ann. It's wonderful to have you.
Thank you. I called in a lot of animals, beginning with a rabbit named Lucy that I knew as a child, and coming all the way up to Bailey Cat, and I may get emotional as I talk about this, because Bailey Cat transitioned last Sunday.
Oh.
After having an altercation with a fox.
Oh, dear.
Yes. And I had the privilege of being with her and chanting love, peace, and harmony with her. And I had her very own Divine Healing Hands book, which she was given on December the 11th in 2012. And I'm not sure what the significance of the date is, but I had written the date and her name in it. So, but the question that I have, well, the statement is that it her life ending, her transition was much easier as a result of the chanting and of the blessings that she was receiving. But the question that I have, and I was led to ask this, was if you could do a brief flow and see what message she has for us on the line.
Oh, okay. Okay, so just a minute. Let me connect with Bailey Cat.
Thank you.
This is the soul of Bailey Cat. I am very grateful to be invited to share with all of you. And I will have to use human words instead of my usual way of communicating when I was in cat form in this lifetime. But imagine these sounds really being happy purring and meowing. I am so grateful that Master Marilyn has dedicated this program to animal companions, pets, and those that are near and dear to each one's heart. And I am very grateful to Frances Ann for the loving care that I received all the time. I am grateful I was able to bring joy to her life. That was such an honor and a privilege. And I am especially grateful for being surrounded and being filled with love, peace, and harmony as I completed my transition process. There are no words really to fully express how absolutely beautiful it is to have every soul in your body turn on love, peace, and harmony as you are transitioning. To transition this way makes the journey for the next number of days filled with light in a way that would not be possible otherwise. And it would be a great idea to continue to sing Love, Peace, and Harmony specifically for the next number of days until you reach 49. That will help me on my soul journey. It will help Yang Wanye to assign me to being the presence of love, peace, and harmony when I return in my next incarnation. And that will be a special honor and privilege. I will be able to serve the soul light era so very well. You might be surprised to hear all of these insights from what you consider to be a cat, that I was only a cat in this lifetime. There have been many others, and there will be many more when I will not be a cat. So do not be surprised at what you hear from this message. I am very grateful to Frances Anne, to all those who have helped her, to Master Marilyn, and most especially to the one we call Master Shah. How? Thank you, thank you, thank you.
That was lovely. Thank you so very much.
It's
thank you,
my
Haley.
Honor.
Master
yeah,
Shah.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Beautiful.
Yes. I think continuing next week and maybe the next couple of weeks, because people do have stories about their animal companions and they wonder about their animal companions. So I think we'll do this again next week because, believe it or not, we have run out.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I thank you so very much.
It is my honor, Frances Anne.
We're all blessed beyond words.
Yes. And I thank all of the people who called in. It's wonderful. I'm sorry I won't have an opportunity to ask each one of you to share or to ask a question, but maybe next week. So until then, may your lives be filled in a special way with love, peace, love you, love you, love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.